persuade you to take a sandwich with you, sir?
I'll get drive-thru.
Welcome to Parking Lifeboats!
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Listening group chat the other day. I'm kind of mainly pushed it at David, but
no.
No one found it funny?
No.
I found it disturbing.
Your bathroom stories are out of control, man.
Dude, I found it pretty disturbing. I was like, what is going on? But anyway, the main thing I wanted to
I'm telling you, you need to start that separate podcast about your bathroom experience. Podcast?
Yeah, man.
Sure, dude, you already got it. It's called the Stall Next Door.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. It's a horror podcast. All your horror stories.
Yeah, seriously.
Under the stall door.
Ooh. Oh, that sounds horrible.
Last stall on the left. Oh, welcome to another episode of Pocket Knife News. I'm Aaron.
I'm Philip.
And I'm Homer.
We're just bursting with energy tonight, dude.
I mean, I'm Homer.
Dude, no, man, me too. I'm fucking exhausted, man.
Yeah, dude, seriously.
I did 11.5 hours today. I'm hella tired. Like,
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, speaking on that, why don't we just jump right in? You know who else is done? Motherfucking Ooh. Ben Affleck.
I did not see that coming.
I did not see that coming.
I heard it. I heard the rumors. Ben Affleck is no longer directing the standalone Batman movie.
What was the reason why? Did he say, or was he just like, I just don't know.
So there was an official press release, and the official reasoning was...
creative differences or what?
No. It's his official reasoning was, in a nutshell, that this role is so important to so many people, and he doesn't feel that he can act, write, produce,
like put all his focus on it,
and give the best performance that he can give. So he's out of the directing chair. He's going to still remain as an executive producer.
But executive producer just means your name's in the movie, pretty much, on the credit. You're not doing shit.
Well, and he's still writing. So he's still filling 3 out of 4 seats. Just not directing anymore.
I'm sorry. All I gotta throw over there.
All of our hopes and dreams.
With this, like, you know, I understand it's cool. You know, he wants to put more effort. But all I'm gonna say is one movie title, The Town.
I would do that. Was the first thing that.
Yeah, and he was in it. It was awesome. And
it was epic. Yeah. You know, I don't know if he wrote it. I don't remember, but I know he directed it and he started it.
He wrote it.
I thought it was awesome.
He did it's so the same. I mean, he had all 4 roles in The Town, starred, written, direct, produced. Same 4 roles. I kind of understand it though. The Town was not a $200 million picture though, and it didn't have the pressure that the DC universe has on it right now. So I can kind of understand where he's coming from. He may want to get out of the light a little bit, especially after Live by Night, his most recent film where he did all 4 things again, wrote, starred, directed, and produced, totally flopped in the box office. Big first flop of 2017.
Well, not just that, you have to also have to think you're coming up off of the Dark Knight trilogy. You know, even though that wasn't really true to the DC universe, people still loved it. So they're going to compare that. You don't think they're going to compare the Batman to any of the Christian Bale?
No, I don't. I think that they have kind of set themselves away from that since they've released Man of Steel. I mean, but with Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, and Suicide Squad, the reviews on all 3 of those movies are divisive at best. You know, like a lot of people loved it. A lot of people hated it. It's not like these fucking Marvel movies that come out like cereal boxes every other month where it's just critically acclaimed. Everybody loves it. So there's a lot. I can see how much more pressure is put onto this, and I can understand where it would come from. So it's like, fuck, man. You guys want to keep talking shit? You got Batfleck pulling out a little bit. I mean, what if in 2 months he's like, nah, never mind. I'm not going to be Batman anymore. Too much pressure. Yeah. Disagreement with the studio. Then all of our hopes and dreams are truly crushed.
I don't know about that. I'll just be like, oh, yes. Great. That sucks.
He has already been in two movies and is already filming a third. So you got three movies with Batman, and he's not going to have a standalone movie at that point. Because you would have, if Ben Affleck leaves, you're going to essentially have the Justice League and then a new Batman after that. And I don't know, man. That's not good. Not good setup.
I don't know.
I don't think it'll
work. I'm pretty sure there was some sort of contractual agreement that he's tied to or something. Absolutely. Where he'll have to make the Batman.
I'm sure. But I don't want him to go in there and make a shitty movie just because he has to, you know?
I don't think he would make a shitty movie. I don't think it's in him. I think he's too much of a true actor.
Well, and he's not only a true actor, he's a true writer, producer, and director. So I agree with
you.
I think
we're not talking about his Daredevil days when you were just like, wow.
I love that movie. Hell no, I stand by Daredevil until I fucking die. Right. I loved that movie. Even before he was Batfleck, I loved that movie.
Batfleck?
I saw that in the movie theaters, man. And I remember I saw it and we were with a group of friends, and this one chick was like, oh my God, is this movie over? It's like Spider-Man. I was like, this bitch. Never talk to her again. Nope. Not at all. Huh. Ignore. Mm-mm. No.
What's her number, bro?
When I was in eighth grade, ninth grade.
Never mind.
Calm down, man. Calm down.
I was playing a homer. Yeah.
So, okay. So, obviously, they're going to have to find a new director for this movie.
As we look at Homer's screen full of smoke.
I know. I was wondering what happened. I was like, oh, man.
Homer's
house is on fire.
His house is on fire.
Ninja vanished. Man.
Nice.
Turtle references all day today.
Yep.
That being said. So, a new director has to come in. Now, let me get your opinions on this. Do they go big-name director or up-and-coming director?
I would say they have to go big-name.
I've heard that argument. So, why do you think they have to go big-name director?
Just because of everything that's come beforehand. Before this movie. And plus, you're dealing with, well, one, you've got a huge budget.
Yeah.
So that usually
can manage that budget.
Exactly. And then you've got to have someone that has the, not only just the skill, but the ability to kind of move people in the right direction, to get the right shots, to really tell the story, you know, the right way. If you get an up-and-coming guy, he might be still too much.
Too green.
Yeah, I wouldn't say too green. I would say too naive.
Maybe. It's a good point. Yeah, I definitely agree. You need someone that can come in there and know how to work with a big budget. Know
how to work with big
it's
stars.
It's obviously going to be heavy CG too, so you're going to have to know how to work with that CG. Now, I also think getting a big-name director will put a positive spin on this whole thing too. Could you imagine if they announced Ben Affleck's out and then in 3 weeks they say Christopher Nolan's in?
I don't know if I'd be happy about that. I'd be like,
no way, man. I think that the internet itself would kind of lose its shit, and it would kind of be like, well, I mean, Ben left, but we got top of the list coming back in. Now, I think the benefit of having a small director come in, or not a small director, a up-and-coming director, has a huge benefit in that if Ben Affleck wrote the movie, is producing the movie, and starring in the movie, how often do you think Ben Affleck might come up to a younger guy and be like, you know, I think this shot might be captured a little better if the camera was like this instead of like this?
Yeah.
I think that if it's a younger, up-and-coming director, Ben Affleck might have a heavier hand in it. And I mean,
you're back at the same thing with him directing, in a sense.
Which is what I wanted to begin with. I want Ben Affleck to direct this movie.
All right. Well, clearly you're biased.
How am I biased? Why am I biased?
I don't know, man.
You're not a big fan of Ben Affleck's directing?
No, I'm not saying that. I agree with the announcement in that if you want to make the movie the best it can be, then concentrate on one thing and do that great instead of kind of being a jack of all trades and a master of none.
Fair argument. All right. Well, Philip, since you're so heavily opinionated on this, who do you got to direct this movie?
This is going to sound maybe kind of silly, but I wouldn't mind like someone like a Spielberg or...
Spielberg cannot come back and direct this movie.
You don't think so? I think that'd be kind of cool. I think it'd be kind of cool. As long as they don't get like an M. Night Shyamalan or someone that's like, you know, surprise twist at the end. It was all a dream or something. Joker, and you're just like, what the fuck?
Okay, well, hold on. Let's go on that. First of all, I think that would be awesome if they used M. Night Shyamalan and you knew a twist was coming. And then what if like 2/3 through the movie like cuts out and it's like Hugo Strange has him in the trance. You'd be like, oh my God, that's awesome. The perfect reason why he's fighting all these villains and it doesn't make any sense. It'd be, I don't know, man. I could see that working. That could come out kind of nicely.
Or the twist could be that there is no twist, and then everyone's like, what the fuck?
Or everything's just normal. Disappointing.
Yeah.
All right, but Steven Spielberg, that's your pick to direct this movie?
I think it'd be kind of neat. I don't know. Just an idea.
Okay.
I'm not saying they were like, oh my God, Steven Spielberg. I just think, you know, with his different, his breadth of knowledge and experience, it might, I don't know, it might just add like a different touch.
Absolutely. Sure thing. Homer, who do you got?
Oh my God. What is that guy's name? And I can't think about it.
I don't know. Your phone is right in front of your face, though. IMDb is very helpful with these things. I have a suggestion while Homer looks up his guy.
Okay, go for it.
Jay Oliver.
Who's that?
Jay Oliver is the young director. Directed the Dark Knight Returns cartoon movie, part one and part two. And I'm pretty sure he directed the Flashpoint Paradox animated feature as well.
Can I change my answer?
If it's going to be to Jay Oliver?
Yeah. I would change that. Yeah. As soon as you said that, I was like, oh, yeah, that was beautifully done. Yeah.
I don't know if he's done any live action features, but those three movies alone are fucking fantastic. They're good. Yeah. They're well cut. They're well directed. And I mean, look, he did with the Dark Knight Returns parts one and part two, he did an animated series what Batman v Superman wanted to do on the live screen. And I mean that translated, man, and that worked. And they got rid of the voiceover, which was one of the biggest problems they thought they were going to have with that movie. And that movie, those two movies together as two separate storylines, I mean, when you read the book, it's not broken out as clear as day like that. So to break it into the two storylines, the mutants and then the Joker and then the Harvey sprinkled in there, I mean, it worked. That guy knows how to direct a movie. Great.
Dude, this all protein right. shake gives me so much freaking energy. I'm wired right now.
Oh, yeah, that's a great thing to have at 9:30 at night.
Well,
hey, man, I just got back from the gym a couple hours ago, and then I went to dinner, so I needed to take my protein.
All right, where did we leave it? Where did we leave off? Jay Oliver just crushed it.
Yep. Okay. Homer's turn now.
All right, well, so see, Jay Oliver, solid pick.
Mine is kind of bad because it involves three people. Because I thought it was only two, but now there's three. But the people who directed Stranger Things.
Ooh.
But it's Matt Duffer, Ross Duffer, and Sean Levy.
Yeah. The Duffer Brothers.
Yeah, them two directed 13 episodes, and Sean did 4. But, I mean, I thought it was
So the Duffer Brothers created that show, and so they built it. They created that universe and everything. So, ooh, interesting pick, the Duffer Brothers.
I think if they go the style that way, it might still keep that darkness. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I could totally see that. I can see the Stranger... I don't know, man. I think I could see that trend. That's a good pick, man. You know, you said more than one person. You know who I thought you were going to say?
Hmm.
The team of guys who directed the first John Wick movie.
Hey, those two. Aren't they brothers too?
I think they are.
I don't know. I know only one of them is directing the second movie. I know that. It was the two, and then now it's just the one. And the one that's directing John Wick 2, he has a long history in stunts.
Yeah, he's the one that helped.
We'll see John Wick 2 next week. That's next week, right?
The 10th is when it comes out. I'll be watching it that night. Yeah, it's next week.
Why wouldn't you go see John Wick 2 next week? It comes out next week.
Is the plan to go and... Okay, they're not brothers in the first one. It's Chad Stahelski and David Leitch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but I think I saw like a documentary and they were like, they've been through a lot together or something like that. But yeah, I know, like, I was watching the John Wick thing. They're talking about like how they started off and everything. And they've done like a lot of stuff, dude. And like the training that Keanu had to go through was insane. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
I
haven't seen the freaking, whatchamacallit, the tickets go on sale yet, but I know I'm gonna snag those when I can.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That might be another good option too. I could see it. There's still hope for this movie. I'm sad Ben's not directing anymore, but I think that there's still definitely hope for this movie.
And so they haven't started filming or anything yet, right?
No, they haven't done anything. I think they just finished the script.
So I feel like this movie's gonna get canceled, man.
I don't know.
Maybe. You know what, though? To be honest, I'd rather them cancel a bad movie or cancel it knowing it's going to be bad than make it knowing it's going to be bad.
Kind of like a Batman and Robin?
Exactly. Hey. Like a Batman and Robin. Yeah. Exactly. Right. So I was kind of sad about this, so I figured we could talk about something a little more uplifting. So over the years, there's been several live-action Batman movies that come out, and I thought we could talk about 2 to 3 of our favorite tie-in merchandise pieces that were released with this movie. Not this movie. With any of the live-action Batman movies that came out. Would anybody like to go first?
I've got one that comes to mind. All right, it's not an actual toy, though. It's not a toy, but it's more of like an add-on to a game.
Socks, jacket.
It's still a tie-in. It's still a tie-in. So the game Rocket League... When Batman vs. Superman came out, they came out with the Batman vs. Superman Batmobile that you could use in the game.
All right.
And it is legitimately the fastest car in the game, unless they came out with something even better. I don't know. I haven't played the game in like a month, but...
The DeLorean, though.
Is the DeLorean on there?
Yeah, the DeLorean's on there.
The DeLorean only goes 88 miles an hour. It can't be the fastest car in the game.
It's time travel,
but the Batmobile.
So technically, it is the fastest car.
The Batmobile is pretty legit on it, though. Trying to get us back on track here.
I'm gonna travel 5 minutes before, but I'm gonna be already at the starting line, ready to go.
I'm gonna time travel here.
Where were you at
5 minutes ago? Till before the race started, but I'm already in the middle of the track. Boom! Science
just happened.
Bam! Ooh. That's cool. I did not play that game, so I have no idea what you're referring to, but it sounds pretty neat.
If you got it for the kids, they'd never play it. They'd never get off the Xbox, so probably don't want to get it.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. On the note of the Batmobile, one of my favorite tie-ins is also the Batmobile. The Batman turns McDonald's toy. Batmobile. Philip, you were with me at Comic-Con. I actually found one of these.
That's right. Yep.
But one of my favorite things to do at Comic-Con is to rummage through these bins to find shit that I don't need for next to nothing in price. Love it.
It's the that one was kind of expensive, though, wasn't it?
No, it was $1. I paid $1 for it.
Oh, okay. I was thinking about something else then that you saw and you're like, yeah, I'm not spending that kind of money.
Yeah, no, I know which one you're talking about. It wasn't that one. It's the little McDonald's, the Antoine First Batmobile. It has a big yellow button. It has the bat symbol on top, and you press the yellow button, and the front part of the Batmobile shoots out, and the wings piece stays behind. That thing looked so cool, and I just loved it, man.
The main toy out of those McDonald's one that I remember was the penguin one. Because he had the umbrella in the front.
Spinning umbrella on the front.
Yeah, dude.
That's the one you always got. You're a son of a bitch. I have 16 of these penguins already, man. I want
I've been to 13 different McDonald's and all the motherfuckers. Same ones. Every time I get them.
My mom's like, look, you ain't getting another goddamn Happy Meal. I'm going to get you a Mighty Kids Meal. No, Mom, that one doesn't come with the toy.
It comes with the bigger thing, so you can stop picking off my damn food. Damn it, Mom.
I get 4 Happy Meals instead of the number 10?
It's coming out to the same price.
She's on now. That's not happening. I'm a son of a bitch.
Fine. Just buy me the toy.
One of my favorite toys. Homer, what you got?
Okay, well, I'm going to have to go gaming ways.
You're the one with the game way. I did not see this coming.
So, the video game for the original Batman that came out with Michael Keaton, the Nintendo game.
Okay.
That one was such a good one.
Is that the one where he's purple and blue?
Yeah.
Oh, hell
and he fights like the Joker, and he fights in the sewer and everything like that. Yeah, dude. I really like that. That freaking intro theme song was like awesome, dude. I loved it.
It's the Danny Elfman score, but like on 8-bit, it's all just
like
high pitched. Oh man, I'll have to find that and listen to it. With that game too, man, I love the stuff that's come out more recently, like the figures, the actual Batman figures that they have in that colorway that they've released.
Oh, they're like hyper
detailed.
Right.
But they're
didn't
in
we
that
one at Comic-Con?
Yep, we sure did.
And they had the box that looked old and everything too, like the game.
Yep. Exactly. Man, I loved how that turned out, and I like that, you know, this much later even more so.
That was the intro for it.
Hell nice. Yeah.
And I don't know why, dude, like I would turn that on, and it was just that hype. Like, this motherfucker's going down today.
We were also like, 5 years old.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Philip, you got another one?
I had a lot of the toys from the animated series, so it was.
I had a lot of toys.
That was my big thing. Yeah, that was my big thing when I was a kid.
I love the live action stuff though too. I had the Val Kilmer with the laser eyes. Loved it. I loved I guess Batman Forever was the first one that came out where I was like at an age where I could really appreciate things, and McDonald's really just brought the heat all the time. When Batman Forever came out, they had these glass mugs.
Yes,
dude, they were
there in my closet right now.
Shit, dude. The Batman one was probably even my least favorite, just because the other ones were so awesome. The Batman one had the Batarang as the handle. The Two-Face one though had the coin flipping as the handle, and then the Riddler had the question mark. The cane part.
But it look 3D though, because he was like pointing the cane, and the cane just came out.
You're right. It was that's right. The art on the glass, it led into the handle. That is right. And it was the same with the Two-Face one too, with him flipping the coin, wasn't it? Oh, those things were so cool, man.
They're somewhere in my closet. I know I got them.
I see them at shows every now and then, and I always
Homer's gonna get up and go look for them.
I know. I'm like, hey.
Post it. Send me the picture. We'll post it on the Instagrams. We'll post it on the Graham Burgers. Dude, I love those cups. I see them every now and then at shows, and I always want to get them. Not that much. A few bucks. I always want to get them, but my wife hates that I buy cups so often.
She's on another cup that you don't need.
Damn. Dude, I have the full set also of the Batman Returns cups from McDonald's that they marketed the lids as Frisbees. And one of the cups, I can't remember which one it actually came with. One of the lids, though, was a glow-in-the-dark lid. And I posted the original commercial for it on our Instagram a while ago, and I don't remember the commercials, but I remember the cups. And so when I saw them as an adult, I bought them again, and I have all of them. My wife absolutely hates that I have all of them.
Nice.
That's too funny.
She's like, more cups! No cups! So,
if you need somewhere to store them, there's one of your friends that's single, you know, that has his own house that we can
I can't see them as often. They're in the back of the cupboard. They're in the back of the cupboard, but every time I go and get one of the cups for the kids, I'm like, man, there you guys are. They're so cool. All right, moving on. I mean, dude, McDonald's really just crushed with all the Batman stuff. I loved all of it. They had those cups. I have old McDonald's bags and fry pouches from when Batman Returns came out. The bags have the full profile of Michael Keaton's face on them. Looks so gangster. And the fries are like one of the cleanest designed boxes I've ever seen. Solid black with just that little Penguin Mayor logo on the front. Uh-huh. And then like a little blurb about them on the back. I have both of those in Ziplocs being protected right now.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious.
That's too funny, dude.
Yeah, dude. I love that stuff, man. I loved it. All the action figures. I should have just done the show by myself. Man, I thought this wasn't going to be as hard for you. Look.
Oh, okay.
I can't hear.
That I loved. Oh, wow, Jesus, that's funny. Was Michael Keaton again?
Dude, I'm telling you, the Batman Returns merch was off the chain.
But it was an action figure, and his cape was the fabric itself. And it like clipped on and off from the back of the neck.
Mm-hmm.
But his
belt. Oh, I think I had one like that.
His belt, like, it was weird. Like, they had it yellow, like, on him. But then there was, like, another little piece that was, like, attached into the string. And you pulled the belt out, and it came out, like, maybe, like, 8 inches.
Grappling.
And so you would wrap him around somewhere, and you just let him go, and he goes all the way up.
He would fly up that thing. Tell me, did you. After having that toy for a month, did you yourself or did you know anybody who had the belt still fucking attached after a month?
No. I don't know how long it lasted, but I know like that belt is gone.
Oh yeah. Gone. Oh yeah. I remember I had the figure and I had the front of the belt and they were not attached. To my best of my memory, I don't ever even remember them being attached, but I remember that shit was cool as fuck. I actually think, too, that was the first Batman action figure to release from a live-action movie. Or from the first Batman movie. It was the Toy Biz ones. That released, it was only, I think it's only three figures. It was Batman, the Joker, the one that I showed you the other day. He had he has like a hole on his back that you would like plug a little water pump into
and yeah, spray and water. The flower. Yeah.
Exactly. And then the other figure was Bob the Goon. And I think those were the only three figures from the first movie.
Yeah, but I think it was weird because back then they didn't make them the way they do now. And I'm not talking about as in, oh, quality. You know what I mean? I'm kind of talking about like now it's like, oh, yeah, you have Batman, armored Batman. Bruce Wayne, mm-hmm. Bruce Wayne in a tuxedo, Bruce Wayne, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then it's like the Joker, the regular Joker, the Joker in a costume, the Joker. And I'm like, okay, hold on. Like,
Jared Leto is a Joker.
Do this. Yeah. And I'm like, for each movie, they come out with like two or three different versions of each character, at least most of the time, you know? And I'm like, okay, like I cannot keep up with all this.
You know, and I will.
To the people who do it, kudos, because I know there's people that just hunt them down. Like when I hunted down that Joker pop with the kisses, dude, I was just like, I was going on Instagram and I just kept refreshing, and somebody was like, hey, Hot Topic, when are y'all getting y'all stuff or whatever, blah blah blah. And sure enough, instantly they got it, and I was like, I'm on the way. So I like booked it. I called them and I told them if they could put it on hold, and they're like, yeah. okay, I'll put it on hold. I got there and she was like, dude, I didn't even know somebody put this on hold for you. It was the last one.
Wow.
But yeah, that's dude, so crazy. Those people that actually go store to store hunting without calling them and telling them to hold, kudos, man. I just get rolled of the dice. I'll be at Target and be like, oh, they have those toys here, right? Okay, let me go check. Mm-hmm. No, that's not today. All right, latest.
Yeah, that's how I roll out too most of the time, man. I like finding stuff in the wild or at the very least a show. Very rarely do I pull the trigger on eBay purchases.
In the wild? Like
in the wild.
Start a show. And we have one of the rarest of Batman superhero figures. Let's watch as Aaron investigates.
$2,000.
I'm out. Pass. Will you take 18? Dude, and you're right.
Let's watch as Aaron tackles an 8-year-old and fights for the toy.
I would never tackle him. I would just tell their parents.
Shove them to the ground.
And then tell them that life isn't fair.
Dude, it's crazy. With the Joker in particular, it's crazy. You look at the first Batman movie, there's one figure for him. You look at Suicide Squad. He's in the movie for 25 minutes. Uh-huh. And he's got like 20 figures out for him. It's insane. For the Build-A-Figure, he had him in the tuxedo, him in the purple fucking what's that called? A trench coat. And they had him without the shirt and just the Arkham sweatpants. That's three Joker figures for a 25-minute scene.
Yeah.
Over a whole movie, just in one line of figures. I even have a Joker figure. The Joker Rose, the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. I just love that fucking box. And the fact that it's in a cereal box blew my mind. So I had to get it. And that's not even that. They got Joker in the Batman costume. Joker in the vandalizing the Batman costume. Like, it is insane. But it's
that's totally what it was with awesome, the pops, man. Dude. I got the Joker where he's wearing that purple like coat. Mm-hmm. Got the Joker shirtless. Got the Joker in the tuxedo. And then there was another San Diego Comic-Con one where it's like Joker with grenade damage where his face is kind of black from some explosion. That's I'm like, that scene what that the hell?
From the movie.
Yeah, and I was like, are you serious? Like,
that's totally awesome, though.
Yeah,
that, I love it, though, man. I love that we have so many options now as like movies come out. Like, you can kind of – I like that I can go through and cherry pick. I mean, because I don't need to have a complete set all the time. Sometimes I need it, but I love being able to go out and cherry pick. And like with these last two movies in particular, like the Batman v Superman and the Suicide Squad, I mean, the figures that come out of that, like a lot of them just look like fucking, like just works of art, man. They just look really good. But there's something still that I absolutely love about seeing those old figures, man. Those old figures. Like, I have a George Clooney figure where his fucking head pushes down where you would put the fucking cowl over him. And I love it, man. Like, it's so oddly shaped. It's the mold is super good. Like, the quality is great, but it's just – it's so funny how far we've come, I think, with articulation and what we expect out of a figure. And those older figures, you know, the memories that they hold and the nostalgic feeling of being able to find one of those – it's just shit just resonates with me, man. I love that shit.
Yeah.
Damn, that got deep.
Could be real deep just now.
But man, wow, well, this conversation just fucking ended.
Yeah, I was like, and on that note.
You guys are real helpful.
I put in my 2 cents, all right?
You got it. Maybe. We have to do a whole episode dedicated to pops for you.
Maybe I put in a nickel. Oh my god!
I started you know, I had a lot to say around the director, and then we started talking about toys, and I was like, "Yeah, I got." Oh wait, all my toys were animated series toys. So,
yeah, no, I want to stick.
Yeah, I kind of ran out of stuff to say there. I was like, "Wait, so crazy
that they re-released or they started redoing them the animated series toys."
We can't even get into that tonight. That is like a whole nother ball. That like deserves a whole 3-part series on that animated series, man. Like, I
love that anime series, man. It's so probably good. One of my favorite so childhood good. Memories. Yeah. They have the entire thing on Amazon Video, too. Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, really? Oh, there's nothing to watch? Yeah, the whole series. Yep. So whenever I have nothing to watch, I'm just like, I'm going to watch Batman.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Although you watch some of those. Some of them are a little rough. Some don't hold up quite as well as they used to.
Yeah, true.
But then some of them, you're like, holy shit.
Yep.
These are fucking bomb. We started watching season 2 of Young Justice this past weekend. Oh, man. I'm so excited for season 3. That's a shit. If you like the Batman animated series and if you liked the Justice League animated series, Young Justice is where it's at. I can't believe that shit got canceled.
I think I've seen Titans. Yeah, I think I saw Young Justice. I liked it.
Actually. It's very good. Very good. Season 1 and 2 are on Netflix, and season 3, back by popular demand, should I think it premieres this year, likely on Cartoon Network. So
nice.
It's good stuff, man. We can't get into the Batman animated series tonight. But I guess I got into fucking nostalgic live action Batman shit tonight.
I started falling asleep.
All I gotta say is thank you, Mr. McDonald's.
Mr. Fucking Energy Drink over here. I started falling asleep 20 minutes later.
Hey, man.
I only drank like 4 Red Bulls, but I'm already tired. What the fuck?
Hey, dude,
man, this shit gives me so much energy.
It does. It's like a short burst. Short burst of energy. You're like, whoa! And then all of a sudden
that's horrible. Let's go to the gym.
That is a waste.
2 seconds?
No, dude. It's a post-workout protein shake. It's supposed to kind of, it's just there for you to, your muscles to like start rebuilding and stuff like that. So it's not meant to pump you up. But, I mean, I put a little sugar in there because I mix mine with milk. So,
oh yeah, no, that sounds like I'm going straight to fucking bed after that.
Yeah, dude, I'm starting to crash right now. So I'm doing my best right now. I'm
just AKA, like, oh, still like, trying to say, let's wrap it up.
Right.
I wish I had the music like on the Chappelle Show where you had the little box that says "wrap it up" and he plays it. It's got like the song. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Of Liz Lemon. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Well, wrap boys, it was nice. Up.
Go. We got it. We already established that. We didn't need to say it again.
Yes. I was talking about Chappelle's show. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we had moved on. You did the Chappelle joke. I did the Liz Lemon, and then you went back to Chappelle. What are we flip-flopping back and forth for?
But do you not know the Chappelle show is what he's saying?
Yeah, that's what I was asking. And you were just like, in the words of it, I was like, this guy does not – I don't think he saw the joke.
I must not have seen that one skit. So instead of just sitting there in silence like y'all did after I poured my love out for old figures, I continued the conversation
with the Chappelle show. We got it. Move on.
Hey, Chappelle, wrap it up. Got it. I am sending this to you right now.
Oh my god. Oh,
well, it was good. It was a good podcast. It was a good recording. Like I said, I'm sorry on my behalf.
Yeah.
I'm kind of tired.
Yeah, I'm interested.
I had a long day, but I didn't have a protein energy shake after work, you know.
It's not energy.
I don't want to hear that energy burst for 5 seconds.
The closing clip for this after we say our goodbyes is going to be the clip earlier in the show where Philip distinctly said, man, I have so much energy because I just drank this energy shake. Followed immediately by, I did not drink an energy drink.
Oh, it's been an hour.
A protein shake, but I don't know. I could have been.
It was protein, bro.
Close this down. Shut it down.
All right.
Guys, I'm Homer, and I'm out.
This is y'all. I'm Philip. Oh, I said y'all. What is that?
Oh my god! Did you? Why did you have to say it in the middle of my exit, though?
I'm sorry.
I'm Aaron. Good night. I hope you enjoyed my rant on old action figures.
Deep beneath the Gotham City McDonald's, the time has come for the Gotham Glassware Collection. Get all your favorite characters from the movie Batman Forever, including Batman himself and the Riddler, chiseled in high-quality glass. Take a break at McDonald's and collect all four. Just 99 cents each when you buy any McDonald's Extra Value meal or any other food purchase.
Here you are, sir. Batman.
Now I've got him!